You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Well, here we go again. You know what? Just realized I did not have any music that I was listening to before I started recording. Like I started to do on a few of those episodes, and I'll probably do it again. I just wasn't listening in to something, the moment that I was setting myself up to record. So be it. We're past that moment. We're going to move on. There's no cheesy song that I was singing along to. Not that I do that anyway. Wink, wink. Anyway, I guess what I wanted to share with you guys is very stiff. I'm very stiff today, and don't take that as the, I've got a chubby or a woody right now. It's nothing, erotic. It's just a very stiff body, and something I haven't spent a lot of time talking about. I talked to in the past with my co-host because I was going through a lot of stress with jobs and working. But just this last month, actually by the time you listen to this, it's going to be previous month. So in the month of July, I started a new job right at the beginning of July. I don't remember if I spent a lot of time talking about it or not, but it was a significant portion of my life because for a little bit there I was unemployed, and then also I just had a work environment that, I'm explaining it to people that ask, as a toxic work environment. Probably not fair for me to bring up the name of the companies, but nonetheless, that's what it is. So I started this new job, and I've got to tell you, it has been so much better of an environment. I'm so happy that I've found this opportunity and I've been able to get to work there. For now, it'll be over a month by the time you're listening to this. But, that's not, the point of why I'm stiff. It's a byproduct of that. And what we have during the summer is they have summer work hours. So what you do is you work an extra hour Monday through Thursday, and then you can either have half day Fridays or every other Friday off, which is fucking awesome. It is just so awesome. And in fact, it's to the point where, since it's a relatively new thing, because I wasn't doing it. I wasn't taking advantage because I was trying to get myself situated and see what was going on. This past 2 weeks, I have been taking advantage and I've been doing a half day Fridays. Which is kind of nice because, I get to work around 7 and then I'm able to leave by 11 and, I've got the whole afternoon. So yesterday being Friday, this is now Saturday morning. Yep. We're still in morning. When I had gotten home, I had in my brain, because I needed to mow the backyard, but I've always been impressed by the houses that you pass by that always have the nicely edged sidewalks. And we've never really done that. I mean, I've attempted and I've cleaned it up some, but I've never really taken the time to really make it like to the edge of the stone where the grass meets, to like really trim that up and make it look like a lot of the other houses. So I had in my brain I wanted to do that, not knowing that if it's something that you neglect for such a long time, the first time that you do it properly just does take time. Now, the good news is I've got an electric edger that, will make the job, will make the job easier, and, you know, made the job probably easier than it would have been without it. But still getting all that cleaned up was very time consuming. So on Friday afternoon, it's pretty hot. It was after I mowed. It's after I trimmed. It's after I cleaned up some overgrowth that we had with some weeds. We have some plants that some weeds kind of sprout up from, so I want to make sure I cleaned all that up. So by the time I got through all that, that's when I started messing around with the edger. So by the time I get done through all that, it's like, my God, I've gotten through pretty much a workout. It was really a significant workout out there. It was actually fun. I got to be a really good neighbor, because as I was using it, the neighbor across the street, he was like, "Oh, can I borrow yours?" And I was like, "Sure." And then he borrowed it and used it. And then the neighbor that was right beside him, who I had kind of little interaction with, she was out and saying that she just can't get, you know, a straight edge on her. She's just using her regular weed eater to try to get along the sidewalk. So she borrowed, I let her borrow it. And of course I told both of them that they could borrow it anytime, just let us know. So, good neighbor, check, done. So now I've, spent, 5 minutes talking about friggin' yard work? What the hell? It's not what you guys signed up for, was it? You didn't think that when you were tuning into Bonsai Retro Club that you would just be hearing a bunch of crap about lawn maintenance. And then when did I become the pinhead that spends so much time grooming his yard? But, you know, it's like I appreciate, when I'm walking around the neighborhood, take the dogs for a walk, and I see the people that have done, spent some good time grooming their yard and making it look really pretty, I'm jealous. I'm jealous of them. But I realize that it's almost a hobby for those people. And in a lot of respect, some people, I'm kind of doing some burping here, really get into that kind of thing and really, they really get into their yard work. I'm not that guy. I'm just not. So this is my half-assed attempt to clean things up, and then I've got to keep up with the maintenance mode. Because if I don't, then, maybe a year from now I'll be complaining again because I tried to be a pinhead and clean my yard up again. But I've been happy with the upkeep that I usually do, which is just general mowing and trimming. And I'm really good about keeping up with that. So I haven't let the yard get too crazy where when you mow it, you have clumps of grass. Happy for me, but at the same time, I haven't gone the extra step of making sure it's like very, very cleaned up and edged up properly. So this was at least on the sidewalk and then the lower part of the driveway. I kind of lost some momentum or lost some gas to do the rest of the driveway. So maybe next Friday. Maybe next Friday I mess with that. Who knows? Now I'm, 8 minutes now talking about fucking yard work? What the hell? My God, let's just get this thing started. Let's insert the bumper.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai!
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 Hey, where's the beat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Be it to each other. And
Party on, dudes!
Hey, this is Bonsai Retro Club. I am Dave, and you are tuning in for another of our 80s Essentials movies list episodes. As I've said many a times now, we found this list on RottenTomatoes.com, and what it does is it's their editorial view of the top 140 80s movies that I think, you know, anybody should watch. So they've dubbed them, air quote, essential. So, and actually I did. I just air quoted you and you didn't see it. So I don't know. Why did I do that? Why did I air quote in front of a microphone that you guys will never see? Who knows the inner workings of my mind? This episode is kind of an episode of very insignificant importance. And the reason why is that on the, and you go to the website of on RottenTomatoes.com, you look at the 140 essential movies, this is the last movie on the first page of that list. So from now on, when I'm doing these, I'm going to have to go through that extra click to go to the second page. So I've gotten through 140 and now I'm on to 106, this being the last one on page one from RottenTomatoes.com. So to me, that is a insignificant importance, because if you've never go to the website, then you may never see this. And I forget what it looks like when you're on your iPhone or your, I think you do have to go to the next page, you know, for that. So you know what? This is a kind of an insignificant importance for you too, if you're following along on the website. So here we are. We are on 106, and that being The Untouchables. I'm going to insert the trailer for that here.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood. Sometimes reputation follows you.
Robert De Niro is Al Capone.
There is violence in Chicago, of course, but not by me, not by anybody I employ, and I'll tell you why, because it's not good business.
Kevin Costner is Elliot Ness.
I have sworn to put this man away. With any and all legal means at my disposal, and I will do so.
Sean Connery is Jimmy Malone.
You want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
You just joined the Treasury Department, son. Everybody knows where the booze is. The problem isn't finding it.
Let's do some good!
The problem is who wants to cross the pond.
Somebody messes with me, I'm gonna mess with him.
You carry a badge?
Yes.
Carry a gun.
Get your hands in the air!
You're all under arrest.
You fellas are untouchable.
Is that the thing? No one can get to you?
Hey, everybody can be gotten to.
All right, then. Drive him to the station. Anything happens, you shoot first. You understand me?
Well, I'll tell you one more thing. You got an all-out prize fight, you wait till the fight's over, one guy's left standing, and that's how you know who won.
Just tell me, are you being careful?
Careful as mice.
I want to hurt the man Malone. I want to start taking the battle to him. I want to hurt Capone.
This man can finger Al Capone. This man can put Capone behind bars.
Well, what's the matter? Can't you talk with a gun in your mouth?
You're not to prove your methods.
Yeah? Well, you're not from Chicago.
I want you to find this Nancy boy, Elliot Ness. I want him dead. I want his family dead.
Paramount Pictures presents a Brian De Palma film.
I have forsworn myself. I have broken every law I swore to defend. I have become what I beheld, and I am content that I have done right.
You got nothing. Nothing. And if you were a man, you would have done it now.
Never stop fighting till the fight is done.
The Untouchables.
now, what I'm going to do is say, hey, Google, tell me about the movie Untouchables.
The Untouchables is a 1987 movie directed by Brian De Palma, starring Kevin Costner, Sean Connery, and Robert De Niro.
Hey, Google, give me the synopsis of The Untouchables.
Here's the synopsis of The Untouchables. After building an empire with bootleg alcohol, legendary crime boss Al Capone, Robert De Niro, rules Chicago with an iron fist, though Prohibition agent Elliot Ness Kevin Costner attempts to take Capone down. Even his best efforts fail due to widespread corruption within the Windy City's police force, recruiting an elite group of lawmen who won't be swayed by bribes or fear, including Irish-American cop Jimmy Malone, Sean Connery. Ness renews his determination to bring Capone to justice.
All right, so now we've set everything up. And here's the part that I was actually just thinking about a little bit earlier. I was just outside in the backyard, and before I decided that I was going to record, I was kind of going through my brain kind of how to set things up, specifically around when I can either say I've seen it or I haven't seen it. And I think the ones that I haven't seen it, I think I almost need the gasp sound and edited into the podcast, like, you know, something along those lines, or some sort of like, wah, wah, wah. Or if I say the words I've seen it, then, you know, some sort of like applause sound. So I'm going to start with The Untouchables here, and I think for the I'm going to edit in just a quick little sound effect for either myself or my co-host, if I've got Scott on or someone else on, and we say those words that were, I've ever seen it or I've not seen it, then we're going to go with the appropriate sound effect. So this is the part where we're going to get the wah, wah, wah sound effect. So what you should know is I have not seen this movie, The Untouchables, and in all honesty, this is one that really bugs me. It really bugs me that I have not made time for this movie. I like gangster movies. I love Scarface. I love Goodfellas, Casino. So I like the movies that really showcase the mobster mafia kind of vibe and feeling. And I think it wasn't until my early 40s until I finally made time to see the Godfather movies. So, and those were fucking brilliant. And I know I would appreciate this movie. With this cast, with the director, this is one that hurts that I have not made time for. I need to make time for it. I need to. It's based in Chicago, so it's got roots from where I live. I mean, I'm in a suburb of Chicago. So this, you know, Capone was badass back in, you know, the mob mafia days. And just to see, you know, the cast that they've aligned here, going back to the other tab, you know, Connery, Costner, De Niro, Andy Garcia, you know, I have to see this movie. I absolutely have to see it, and I have not. I've not made time for it, and I feel bad that I haven't made time to see this before I started to record this. You know, the thought process is, like, when I get to something like this, which it hasn't happened yet, but there's times where I'm like, I really should have made some more time to see that or rewatch that before I recorded this, you know, essential movie episode. And here's the deal that I want to kind of make with you and or myself. When I'm running into something like that, I'm trying not to look too far ahead, but at the same time, I don't want to put the brakes on recording these things. Because if we're sitting around waiting for myself to have time to watch one of these movies, then I've got such a limited window of, you know, times that I'm actually watching movies. You know, there's on the weekends, I do tend to stay up a little bit later. and kind of watch stuff. In fact, that's kind of how I got through Stranger Things Season 3, Jessica Jones. So there are times when I can, you know, get caught up on some stuff. But when I get to that point, probably even tonight, I probably would have forgotten that I wanted to watch The Untouchables. And even if I do watch it now, it's too late, isn't it? I mean, we're already recording this episode. You're going to already hear this rambling, not about the movie directly because I haven't seen it. But, you know, if I go back and make time for it and I finally do rewatch it, and you've already got this episode out there, then what do I do? Do I do a revisit? And then now I'm recording another episode where I should be continuing with the list. So what's fair to you? What's fair to you as a listener? I don't know. I really don't. And the way that I don't have like a recording schedule so much for these essential movie episodes, because I'm just, it's when I've got some free time. And I just, you know, I'll hook my computer up and I know that I can kind of squeeze one out. Squeeze one out. My God, that sounds bad. Like I'm pooping out an episode. I'm just going to squeeze one out. So that's how I feel about The Untouchables. I know there's that line in there, you know, about the Chicago way. You know, maybe if I find a sequence or scene used significantly, you know, maybe I'll insert that in also.
You said you wanted to know how to get Capone. Do you really want to get him? You see what I'm saying? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
And then what are you prepared to do? If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight until one of you is dead.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him.
Want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone. Now, do you want to do that? Are you ready to do that? I'm making you a deal. Do you want this deal?
I have sworn to put this man away with any and all legal means at my disposal, and I will do so.
Well, the Lord hates a coward. Do you know what a blood oath is, Mr. Ness?
Yes.
Good. Because you just took one.
I feel guilty and bad. And the other thing that really kind of bugs me is that I know that this is a pretty big deal movie for Scott. He's not always, you know, free and available when I'm free and available. So sometimes I'm just doing these recordings without him. So I know that this probably was one that he's going to listen to and go, what the fuck, Dave? You haven't seen The Untouchables? That's just wrong. So I'm going to own that one. I'm going to own that criticism without him even have to tell me that. I deserve it. I should have made time for this movie. And I did not. So I'm sorry, listener. I'm sorry, Scott. I feel like, you know, this is like some sort of, AA meeting. Hi, I'm Dave. I've never seen The Untouchables. And you all go, hi, Dave. That's where I'm at with that. I've went on and on, probably more significantly about my yard than this actual movie. But since I have a mic and you don't, you have to listen to all this shit. Honestly, I hope you're enjoying it. I really do. I do want to give a little shout out to Podbean. They just this week, by the time you listen to this, it'll be half past, but they put us as one of their featured podcasts on their main page. So if you went to the podcast.com or podbean.com, sorry, and hit the podcast drop down, you would have seen Bonsai Retro Club right pretty much centered. It was like there's five of them that were featured and we were in the middle, which is really, really awesome. So shout out to those guys for, you know, first off, they're just a great podcast hosting service. They got a great interface, but then they also, you know, by going that extra mile and featuring us for this week has been just friggin' awesome. I would love to have a permanent placement on that feature list, but I don't think that happens because they like to change it up every week. Now, where are we at now? We're going to remind everybody we do have a website. It's BonsaiRetroClub.com. That's BanzaiRetroClub.com. Go out there, and there's links to our social media, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook. Be honest, Instagram and Twitter are your best bets. Tumblr is being auto-fed by the Bonsai Retro Club podcast feed, and I don't go out there and put stuff on that at all. I used to be way better at it when we were back at the 80s reboot days, but just can't, I don't know, I'm just not giving myself the bandwidth to play with Tumblr anymore. And that's too bad. I think that, you know, I was able to get some good interaction on Tumblr before, and it was fun. By the way, there was this time that I went through and I posted a bunch of the retro covers for the Elvira comic book, and that was one that almost went viral with the amount of shares that it went. I mean, it wasn't viral, but it was just so significant, and of all the things that I had posted and all the things that I thought I, you know, was fun to post, that's the one that got like the most interaction, you know, before I closed that account out. So it goes to show that I have no idea what the hell is going to become popular with everybody, but Elvira, of course it would be, but I didn't see that coming when I did that. So like I said, Tumblr, you know, you're really getting the auto feed from the podcast thing. If, you know, I ever, you know, get somebody hooked into, you know, a retro club that says, you know what, I want to take over the posting of Tumblr, you know, they'll get signed up immediately. I'll be like, yes, that's all you. Go for it. So the other thing that Facebook, once again, that's being auto-fed by the podcast feed. So I'm not doing a lot with that. So I'd love for people to go out there and start interacting with us on Facebook, but I'm just, it's not something that I'm playing a lot with. So like I said, Instagram and Twitter seems to be where I'm at right now for doing stuff and socializing with the community of retro lovers. So do yourself a favor, follow me on those, on Bonsai Retro Club, on those accounts. Now, if you want to shoot us an email, go to mcfly@bonsairetroclub.com as our email address. Give us some comments, commentary, anything that you wish to share with us. What I would really love is if you do have your iPhone out to give us a rating, review, and a subscribe on the podcast app. So I would love for you to go do that. So, with all of that being said, let's just be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 So, on the next episode, this is where I have to click to. I'm on the next page. 105 is Desperately Seeking Susan. We're going to be talking some Madonna. Let's go, Material Girl.